Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave. This is episode 3331, and today's date is April 16th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Begins Testing Choke Points. People are watching a trial, but it's not what you think. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're already beginning the narrative that the economy is not going to be doing too well because of the war. Now they'll add in later on that, yes, the bridge here in the United States has caused the economic catastrophe that we're seeing today, and the blockage of other bridges, they'll probably use that too, because you could see what's going on. They are now building the narrative to explain why inflation is continually moving up, why fuel costs are still high, even though the people know that it's the Biden administration, the Fed, they're all responsible for all this, because remember, as soon as Biden came in, what did he do? He reversed everything that Trump did, shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, made it very, very difficult to drill for oil, pushed the Green New Scam, said we're getting rid of fossil fuels, we're going to ban gas stoves. Everything's got to be electric. We got to move away from all of that. We need to move to solar panels. We need to move to windmills. So everyone understands that they have caused this problem. And it's not just Biden, but it's the World Economic Forum. It's the central bank. Because remember, they made their announcement because during COVID, because they were going to bring us into the Great Reset. And they thought this was the perfect opportunity to do this. And now the people, they see it. They see it very clearly. And again, the central bankers, they need to explain why their system is crashing right now. And they usually use an event to cover it all up. And most of the time, it's war. And that is what is approaching right now. And they do believe once again they're going to have the upper hand, just like in 2020, but they're not going to have the upper hand. Actually, it's all going to fall apart on them when Trump ushers in peace. But you know what the people are noticing right now? They're noticing, hey, we're paying a lot of taxes, and it looks like the government is wasting all this money. Now, yes, people in going back in time, people knew that the government wasted money. But now they're seeing it firsthand, and they're starting to realize, hey, it's not just a couple things over here or there. It's everywhere. They're laundering everything because the things that they want money for don't even make sense. David Ditch put this out and said, the federal bureaucracy uses tax dollars to fund the most absurd projects you ever heard of. Here's $288,000 to make segregated bird watching groups because a tiny number of people feel their voices are not heard currently. The redhead libertarian said, would love to see an audit of how they spend $288,000 segregating bird watching groups. Now, think about studying bees on the highway. Think about gender studies in Pakistan. Continually go down the list. And I wonder where all this money really went. Do you really think it went to study all this? No, it didn't. They're laundering the money. They need to make up all these things to make it look good. Do we really need all this to keep the government open? No, we don't. We need a little bit to keep it open. Most of this other stuff is just garbage. This is why our founding fathers from the very, very beginning wanted a small government. They didn't want it too big. They were just supposed to be paper pushers. They were supposed to handle foreign diplomacy. They weren't supposed to be in every aspect of our lives, studying everything. That's not the purpose of government. The founding fathers never wanted this. But the people, they understand that the economy is completely and utterly falling apart. Remember, they can't cover up the internals. They can mask it with other things, but they can't cover it up. And the people in this country realize that the economy is not doing well. And there was a New York Times poll, and 4% of the voters say Biden's economy is excellent. 52% say it is poor. Now, this was a New York Times Siena poll, and the people of this country, you can't fool them, because when they're living it every single day and they're going out, they're going to work, filling up the car, going to buy food, and they realize, holy crap, we're going to be short this month. You can't pretend. You can't use statistical numbers to make people believe something's happening when it really isn't. It doesn't work. And this is why the people are seeing that, hey, yeah, the economy is a major, major problem. And this country is heading in the wrong direction. 64% of the people say the country is heading in the wrong direction. So the people know that this isn't because of war. It's not because of a bridge. It's not because of anything. It's not because of Trump. Actually, Trump made the economy absolutely incredible. So we know that argument doesn't work, because all you got to do is go back in time and look at what Trump did with taxes, with tariffs, with inflation, with unemployment, with renegotiating the trade deals. Everyone can see that his economy was absolutely amazing, even though he was playing in a central bank illusionary economy. He was able to make the economy pretty darn good. People felt happy. People felt, wow, look at all this extra money I have. My house is going up in price. This is incredible. Now the people don't feel that. And when everything hits the fan, there's going to be a lot of people saying, you know something? Yeah, I see the bank failures. I see what's going on. And there's going to be a lot of people rushing to the banks, but I don't think the banks are going to give you cash. Actually, now, without a crash, without people running to the bank, they don't even want to give you cash. Why? Because the currency really doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve. They're loaning it to you. You see that piece of paper or those blips on the computer? Those really belong to the Federal Reserve note. You borrowed it with interest. Actually, the federal government borrowed it with interest, but the people have to pay it back. So if they don't want to give it back to you, they can actually make a case where they don't have to give it back to you. Now, yes, I know there's many different laws that are associated with banking system and things like that. But in the end, if the central bank says, I want all of this currency, or I'm not giving this currency out in paper form, it's not going to happen. They have the control over this. We, the people, don't. And this is why we need to go back to a people's economy, where we create the currency, where we don't have a central corporation telling us what we need to do. Now, there was an individual who decided, you know, I'm going to go in the bank, I'm going to ask for my $3,000, and I want it in cash because he's going to buy a car. Now, is this the reason? Who cares? It's none of our business. It's none of the bank's business. But the bank, they wanted to know. They wanted to know, why do you need this money? Well, if it's my money, why do I have to explain this to you? Take a listen to the exchange here.
Wait, wait, I don't understand. What are you talking about?
So I can either give you a bank draft, or if you're going to get cash, I will need an invoice for the car purchase.
Why? No, I'd like to. The car's payment's for in cash. I can't use a bank draft.
Are you buying from like a private?
Yeah, it's private.
Person?
It's literally from my friend.
From your friend?
Yeah, but he wants it in cash.
Can he give you like anything that you're purchasing from him?
No, I don't. You don't need that. Bro, what is it? I'm only asking for three. What is this? It's my money. I'm allowed to withdraw from my own bank account.
Yeah, so
what's the maximum limit you can give a withdrawal to a customer? It's $3,000 on the date. You've already mentioned that multiple times.
Yeah, not today.
Why not today?
Today I would need a bank draft or I would get an invoice.
But why? You need proof of what it is? Why is that? And why is that? Why is that? Why do you need me to tell you what it is? What kind of proof is that? I bring in a note? What is that going to change? I don't understand.
So you
need to give my money. I'm not taking a bank job. I would like cash, please.
Yeah, I won't be able to get cash.
Yeah, wait. I'm just going to sit here until you give me cash, so I'm not going to leave.
Okay. Well, if you want, you can have a sit there.
And then do what? Who am I waiting for?
I can get the manager to talk to you.
Well, yeah, get the manager because this is it's unbelievable.
So just take this example right here and expand on this. What happens when the economy really starts to fall apart and you see more banks closing or they won't allow you to access your currency? Do you think the bank's going to hand over the currency? If they're not handing it over now, do you really think they're going to hand it over during this crisis period of time? No, I don't believe so. And this is why people must be prepared for anything. I know when people say, what should I be prepared for? Well, I would be prepared for everything because you don't know exactly what's going to happen. And one thing leads to another, which leads to another. So if it's a banking crisis and you can't get cash and credit freezes up, can you get food? If we have a economic crisis and the supply chain freezes up, can you get food? So yeah, you need food. You need water. You need ammo for the crazies. You need all that. So an economic catastrophe or a crisis makes people crazy. Now, it might not be bad, but think about the way people feel about it. That's when people react. And we could see the banking system, they are now going after conservatives and actually shutting down or debanking them. And it looks like a dozen Republican attorney generals have raised concerns alleging the Bank of America is debanking some customers because of their religious or political views. A letter from Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach to Bank of America CEO Brian T. Moynihan suggests that the company appears to be conditioning access to its services on customers having the bank's preferred religious or political views. And of course, Bank of America saying absolutely not. There are many other factors that go into this. But once again, when you look at what's going on, we can see that the Attorney General is now claiming that Bank of America has previously denied services to gun manufacturers, distributors and sellers, fossil fuel producers, contractors for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and private prisons and related services. So they're going to delve into this and they're going to find out exactly what's going on. And most likely, as we can see in the past, that these companies, yes, they will debank people because of their political views and their religious views, and if they're associated with certain narratives that they don't agree with. And I think people across the country are starting to witness all of this. Now, yesterday was tax day, and I think we need to get rid of tax day because, once again, the founding fathers never wanted this. They didn't want an income tax. They wanted tariffs to fund the government, and they wanted a very small government. The deep state players, what they did was they created their criminal syndicate using the people's money. And the only way they were able to do this was with what? The central bank, an open-ended credit card. But Trump, he needed to show everyone, look, your taxes, they don't have to be this high. It is possible to bring them down. It is possible to have more money in your pocket. Now, I do believe he did this because he only had a short window in 2016 to 2020 to actually show people, look, it doesn't have to be this way, because he knew that once the Biden administration came in, they were going to reverse everything and they were going to start to tax the middle class, the lower middle class, and the lower income people. And Trump is warning everyone, well, if he gets elected, Biden, Your taxes are going to skyrocket. I think people starting to understand this. But this is what he put out on Truth. Happy tax day to everyone. This year, the typical family's tax bill is thousands of dollars lower because of the Trump tax cuts. We doubled our standard deduction, we doubled the child tax cuts, and we lowered income tax rates for everyone. But if crooked Joe Biden gets his way, you'll soon be facing colossal tax hikes. Now, of course, Biden's on the other side saying, oh, everything that Trump did was to benefit the rich. So if that is the case, why doesn't he just reverse it then? If that's the case, then put it back to the way it was and let the people see it. What do you think the people would see? They would see taxes start to move up. And remember, all these taxes that you're paying, where are they actually going? To all these ridiculous studies, and they're going to illegal immigration costs. And the American taxpayer, they're paying over $150 billion. Is everyone happy with that? Everyone is working very hard. They can barely make ends meet. The value of the currency is declining every single day. And you're paying for the entire operation that the criminal syndicate is now doing at the border. They are now bringing in all these illegals, and the American people are paying for this. And if you don't pay, well, their thugs come after you. I mean, really think about this. Does it seem like they're the mafia? Does it seem like they're a criminal organization? Absolutely. And I think people can see this very, very clearly. And you know what else people could see? That the IMF right now, they're now saying to everyone, we know why inflation's going to be ticking up. We know why fuel costs are going to be ticking up. And you know something? It has nothing to do with our policies. It has to do with, oh, the Middle East right over there. The Middle East is now causing all of these problems. And the IMF now has warned that escalation in the Middle East could trigger a new inflation shock. I think everyone knows there's a new inflation shock coming no matter what. You see, what the central bank likes to do is they like to use all these events. Who do you think is pushing all of this? Remember, this is part of their 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan is to bring us to war, to cover up the entire implosion of their system and try to bring us into the Great Reset. So again, when you look at this, you can see that they are pushing their 16-year plan to bring us into war, to cover up the entire collapse of their system. This is what they've been doing over and over and over if you go back in time, because every war is a banker war. And if you just listen to the article that Michael Rivera put up, he explains going back in time that every war is a banker war. They need a war to cover up the collapse of their system. Now, of course, the IMF is not just saying that, oh, there might be new inflation. They're actually saying that there is now a risk of pushing up food and energy prices, because this has nothing to do with their Green New Scam policies. This has nothing to do with them trying to move away from fossil fuels. This has nothing to do with them printing and borrowing stimulus. This has nothing to do with any of that. It only has to do with Israel and Iran. Right. Because we've been seeing this way before Israel and Iran. We've been seeing this way before Ukraine. And I don't think they're going to be fooling the people this time around. I think the people are seeing it. I think the people are getting it. And in the end, everything that they're trying to do is going to completely come tumbling down. Because again, if they're saying that war is causing the inflation, and war is causing the higher fuel prices, and war is causing the higher food prices, remember their plan. The plan is to make everyone eat bugs, not use fossil fuels, and bring us into a new system. If you notice all these things, this is what they're telling you that is getting out of hand. So when Trump ushers in peace, all of this should automatically reverse, right? Because there was no war. And there's no problems now. So in a couple of months, these things should just automatically reverse. Just like when they said, oh, by the way, COVID caused all these things. So everything should just reverse, right? How come they haven't? Because everything is cumulative. Inflation is cumulative. And it just doesn't reverse. That's the part they've been hiding from the American people. And now I do believe the people can see this very, very clearly. They can never go back to 2019 prices, 2015 prices, 1980 prices, 1970 prices. It's impossible. Not while you're in a private was a central bank system. You can reverse it if you remove the private central bank system. I mean, if you have the ability to pay off the entire debt, and go back on the gold standard while you're in the private West Central Bank system, yeah, you can bring it back to the way it was. But once again, you think that's a possibility? You think we're going to be doing that? Probably not. So the only way to reverse any of this is to get rid of the private West Central Bank system. And I do believe that's where Trump and the Patriots are headed right now. And they need to show the people the central bank system. They have to show people, look how they lie to you. Because the only way to get the people on your side is to actually show them and let them experience it. And that's what the people are now experiencing. That's what the people are seeing. And the people aren't going to believe the war narrative. They're not going to believe any of it. Because have people believed the COVID narrative? Do people really believe that Biden created all these jobs when people are getting laid off? Do they really believe that inflation just went away? No, they don't. The people see it. They see it every single day, and it's just going to get worse and worse as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But I do believe this is why they're now pushing this narrative, because again, when you have a change of batter, you need to blame it on everything else. Oh, the bridge was the problem. Oh, these people blocking or destroying other bridges. That's the problem. Oh, the war out in the Middle East and Ukraine combined. Oh, that's the problem. So when the change of batter comes in, they can point the finger at other things and say, oh, look, the policies were working. But the people aren't stupid. They understand that this is exactly what they're doing. And once again, Trump is going to show everyone, look, everything that they're doing is not working for the people of this country and the people of the world. And I do believe Trump is going to have the people, and we will be able to move away from the private West Central Bank system. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see now the deep state, they're using everything that they have against Trump. And again, they are now pushing all these indictments because they need to convince the voters that he is unfit for office. Now, we could see that this is their main goal. USA Today said the quiet part out loud, that what is it going to take to make him unfit for office? And that's really what they're trying to do. Remember, they started out with the civil trial. So, you know what? Let's put an enormous amount of pressure on him by saying, okay, you got to pay 80, you know, $1 million, or you got to pay $500 million. Let's put all this pressure on him and let him bow out after that. Well, it didn't work. So now they're proceeding with the criminal trials. Okay, let's try the hush money trial. Let's see if we can get him on these fake charges, and let's see if we can throw him in prison. And you know what? Let's do these trials at the same exact time. We'll have Jack Smith with immunity, and we will then have the hush money trial pretty much going at the same time while the Supreme Court is making a decision on immunity. Now, once again, this is going to be their planet. They're going to convince the people that he's unfit for office. But once again, he can still run for office, even though he's in prison. This does not stop him whatsoever. And I do believe the people, they're going to see something very, very interesting. And remember, Trump, he says he wants to go to his son's graduation. That is barren. If the judge stops him from attending the graduation, what do you think the people are going to see? They're going to see that this is a political hit, that they want to punish him. Is this going to work in the favor of the deep state players? Absolutely not. They're already saying that he can't attend the immunity hearing with the Supreme Court. So I think the people, as the trial goes on, they're going to start to realize. And remember, Trump will not get a fair trial. These were set up as show trials. And these show trials are already decided upon. So when you're looking at the trials, are these trials really for Trump? Is this trial really by the deep state, or is the deep state on trial? Because remember, the American people are watching this. They've watched this from the very beginning. And the people have learned that the Russian collusion was fake. The people have learned that the Alpha Bank server was fake. The people have learned that impeachment one was fake. Impeachment number two was fake. The people have learned that Trump has no idea who E. Jean Carroll is, that she's a nutcase, and the judge wouldn't let them produce evidence. So people understand that. The people are seeing that Fannie Willis, she is corrupt, and all that information came out, but she's still trying to go after Trump. So, and they also saw that Biden got away with holding classified documents when he wasn't president, and he was vice president and senator, and they did nothing about it because, you know why? He's an old guy, and he can't remember anything. But with Trump, who was president, protected by the Presidential Records Act, they're still going after him. That's what Jack Smith is doing right now. He's trying to remove his immunity so we can go after him. So you think the people at this point, you think they're realizing that, yeah, you know something, let me watch all this play out and let me see what's happening here. Because this looks like this is another railroad job. So this is the court of public opinion. And the people are watching this play out because remember, whatever they're doing to Trump, that's what they want to do to the people of this country. All you got to do is look at the January 6th trials. That should tell you everything you need to know. And actually, Neil Gorsuch, he blew up the Department of Justice case against January 6th protesters while dunking on the Biden Solicitor General during the questioning because the charges don't make any sense compared to the other things that we've been seeing. So I do believe the court of the public opinion, this is what the people are experiencing. This is what they're watching. That's what they're observing. And I think in the end, the people, since they're awake and they're thinking logically, they will understand what's really going on here. And this is why more and more people have been siding with Trump. And I do believe you're going to see a lot more people. This is why the election results right now, if there was an election today, this is why Trump is towering over Biden. Because the people get it. And the more the deep state does, the worse it's going to get for them, especially when you look at exactly what Biden has done. Biden runs a criminal enterprise. Biden has 20 shell companies. He doesn't sell anything. He doesn't produce anything. He launders money. Well, he does sell something. It's called secrets, but he launders money from foreign governments. Then they use this money to cheat and overthrow the United States government in the 2020 election. And it wasn't just him. There were many people involved in this, but this is what the people see, and they get it. And now we have Joe Biden. He's refusing the Oversight Committee's invitation to testify in public about his knowledge of and participation in his family business schemes. It appears that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree in the Biden family. Like his son, Hunter Biden, Biden is refusing to testify in public about the Biden's corrupt influence peddling. This comes as no surprise since Biden continues to lie about his relationship with his son's business partners, even denying that they exist when his son said, under oath, during a deposition that they did. It is unfortunate. President Biden is unwilling to answer questions before the American people and refuse to answer the very simple, straightforward question we included in the invitation. Why is it so difficult for the White House to answer those questions? The American people deserve transparency from Biden, not more lies. And remember, Biden told everyone he's going to be the most transparent president ever. Is he? He is not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the House managers, they delivered the Mayorkas impeachment articles to the Senate. And this is two counts of impeachment against Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and they have now brought it to the Senate. Now, of course, Schumer is expected to enter a motion either to dismiss or table the two impeachment counts against Mr. Mayorkas. And Schumer described the House impeachment as a sham. Now, he has responsibility and he needs to follow the laws because he's supposed to actually have the hearing. Can you imagine if the Republicans did this with impeachment number one, impeachment number two? What do you think the D's would have done? Think about that for a sec. But you think the people, they're looking at this saying, you know what, this guy needs to be impeached because look at the borders. We have all these illegals coming in and they're continually coming in and they told us the borders were secure going back in time. Then they said, oh, no, we need the money. They're not secure, but blaming it on Republicans. I think the people, they understand that the borders are wide open. The people now see that, yes, there are illegals coming in. You see them all over the cities. You see them in New York. You see them in Chicago. You see them in L.A. People see them sleeping on the streets. People see them committing crimes. People see it. And people understand that they're closing recreation centers. They're putting these illegals into schools. They're using hotels. And they're using the people's money. The people also understand that they're bringing these illegals for what? To have them vote. So the people, they see this, they understand this, but you have to remember, we're dealing with a criminal syndicate right now. Remember, the system now is still a criminal syndicate, the Senate, the House, the swamp creatures with throughout government. So if anyone's expecting something really to happen where they say, oh yes, he's found guilty. I mean, listen, it might happen. It might happen where they impeach Mayorkas and they might get rid of him. And the people of this country might see this. But if you look at the deep state and you look at who controls the Senate, do you really think this is going to happen? Most likely not. Most likely the people would want it to happen, but I don't think it will happen. But you could see not just here in America, but of people around the world, they're getting sick and tired of all these illegals coming in, creating chaos, killing people, stealing, looting, taking up all the resources. Because remember, these aren't the best of the best. These aren't the people that are coming in that they're escaping some type of catastrophe in their country. They were released from prison. They were sent here by the deep state. They paid to bring them up here. They pay them to bring them into the country. They pay them to house and feed all of these individuals. So these people, they're being brought into this country by the deep state players. These are their people, criminals, human traffickers, drug traffickers, MS-13 gang members, terrorists, those people that have been trapped and contained in the asylums. They brought them all here because criminals want criminals. They don't want upstanding citizens, and they brought their people here. Remember, the American people, they're not their people. But you can see other countries, they are now fighting back against all this. Radio Genoa put this out and said, largest protests in Ireland in Newton Mount Kennedy due to mass immigration. People now are getting fed up. People are getting very, very angry, and they're pushing back. And I do believe in the end, this is going to be the downfall of the deep state players because the people, they've had enough. They're reaching the precipice. And remember, people reach the precipice at all different times. Some people have reached it with the economy. Some people have reached it with the border. A lot more people are going to reach it when we're entering war and we're entering chaos. And I do believe that is coming. And as this chaos approaches, we know that the fake news, the social media platforms that they control, they're going to use these to try to control the narrative. And at this time, we have different platforms that support the truth. Really think about this. Go back in time. 2020, what was everyone really using? YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those were the main platforms. Were they able to censor people to try to control the narrative? Absolutely. This election, it's a little different. People now are on Truth. They're on X. They're on Rumble. That counters their social media platforms, because the new platforms that were created, they're not going to be censoring the truth. And actually, True Social, they just went public. And yes, the deep state players, they are trying to destroy True Social. And you can see it with their stock. I mean, it's pretty noticeable. But True Social just announced that they have launched a video streaming platform now. They've been testing it for 6 months. They have tested it. And now it's going to be released for the web, iOS platforms, and they're going to be rolling it out. So this is going to be live TV. It's going to allow others to put videos on the platform. And I do believe this is going to be a game changer. And the deep state, you think they like this? Absolutely not. They don't want other platforms telling the truth as we approach the presidential election. See, last time they were able to control quite a bit because they were able to shadow ban, censor, and do whatever they need to do during COVID and during the election. This time around, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. And I do believe this is why they are now going to the ISP providers. And I do believe every step of the way, they're going to try to censor at that level. Now, we know that Anna Paulina Luna, she tried to stop FISA, but it looks like it didn't work. Remember, the rhinos, the D's, they're all pushing this agenda. So the way FISA was voted on, that's what's moving forward. And what's very interesting is that I know everyone's talking about the warrants and stuff, but if you go back to when Trump was in the White House, they got FISA warrants. They lied to the judges, or they left certain information out to get the warrants. So did warrants stop anything? No, they really didn't. I do believe this is to take it to the next level, to actually push the deep state players into where Trump and the Patriots need them to go. And the people need to see that, look, they're just spying on everyone right now. And what's very interesting is Elizabeth Goitein put this out, and she says a couple of things. I'm not going to read the entire thread, but I'll read the beginning here. She said, urgent, please read thread below. We have just days to convince the Senate not to pass the terrifying law that will force U.S. businesses to serve as NSA spies. And this is what she says. Buried in the Section 702 reauthorization bill passed by the House is the biggest expansion of domestic surveillance since the Patriot Act. Senator Wyden calls this power terrifying, and he's right. I'll explain how this new power works. Under current law, the government can compel electronic communication service providers that have direct access to communications to assist the NSA in conducting Section 702 surveillance. In practice, that means companies like Verizon and Google must turn over the communications on their targets of Section 702 surveillance. The targets must be foreign overseas, although the communications can and do include communications with Americans. Through a seemingly innocuous change to the definition of electronic communications surveillance provider, an amendment offered by House Intel Committee leaders and passed by the House vastly expands the universe of entities that could be compelled to assist the NSA. If the bill becomes law, any company or individual that provides any service whatsoever may be forced to assist the NSA in surveillance as long as they have access to equipment on which communications are transmitted or stored, such as routers, servers, cell towers, etc. That sweeps in an enormous range of U.S. businesses that provide Wi-Fi to their customers and therefore have access to equipment on which communications transit, barbershops, laundromats, fitness centers, hardware stores, dentist offices, the list goes on. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. It also includes commercial landlords that rent out the office space where tens of millions of Americans go to work every day. Offices of journalists, lawyers, nonprofits, financial advisors, healthcare providers, and more. When the amendment was first unveiled, one of the FISA court, Amici took the highest unusual step of sounding a public alarm. Civil liberties advocates noted that the provision would encompass hotels, libraries, and coffee shops, and this will bring it down to the ISP level. So what we're seeing is we're seeing mass surveillance on the American people. And if you add in what Carr said about the ISP providers, it looks like they're going after the ISP providers because, once again, they lost control over the social media companies. And I do believe this is probably going to end up being in a communication blackout in the end, because when you can't control everything, what do? You shut it down at the source, and the source for the people is their ISP providers. So I do believe when all is said and done and everything fails and they can't censor people individually, I do believe communications most likely will come down. And we're starting to see that they're already prepping for this because we know what's happening. We know we're heading towards the presidential election. We know that war is coming. We know there's going to be cyber attacks. We know that they're going to use other tactics to stop what is coming. And they won't be able to stop what is coming. Because once again, Trump, he has the people behind him. He has the counterinsurgency. All he needs to do is give the people a platform where they can actually use their voice to get rid of these people. And I do believe he has this set up and he has this prepared to go. And you could see that everything now is coming together because you could see war is now being pushed. And we could see that they're trying to bring in Russia into the picture. The Washington Post put this out and said, Russia weapons help Iran harden defenses against Israeli airstrikes. So now they're saying that Russia is involved and Russia has been helping. And I do believe this is the beginning of the narrative to say that Russia is going to be part of this war. And yes, this will then spill over to what's happening in Ukraine. And then, yes, China will get involved with Taiwan. See how this is all starting to play out? And we could see already that they're talking about a limited scope attack on Iran. And it looks like Biden already knows about this. Biden has already given permission. This is what is allegedly being said. And they already know that this is going to happen. Now, does this mean Israel is going to go full force into Iran and obliterate them? Or are they going to maybe use cyber attacks? Are they going to go after their proxies? But I do believe that people are going to see a war that is being built right now. And who do you think is building it? So once again, we could see that we're heading down this path. And I do believe this is going to actually continue. And it's going to get worse and worse. Now, what you're seeing is you're seeing an individual who is very, very weak, an individual who says that Trump doesn't have the understanding of what's going on in the Middle East, even though he had peace in the Middle East, and you're seeing everything fall apart around Biden. So people now, they see the difference. They see an individual that is losing control, which is Biden, and he will continually lose control, and he will pander to Iran. He will pander to Israel. He will pander to Russia and China, and he will allow them to do whatever they want to do. People know that under Trump, this would never happen. Now, this is going to get out of hand, and people are going to see the difference. They're going to see someone who's strong, who actually can have peace through strength, and you're going to see a weak individual that is going to kick over the dominoes. The dominoes are going to fall, and he won't be able to stop it, because he's trying to appease both sides. Now, what in reality, what are they really trying to do? They're really trying to start war. In reality, they're using their 16-year plan. Who's pushing this? Obama, Soros, and the rest. Remember, their plan was to bring us to war. Why? They needed a war for the Great Reset to cover up the financial collapse. They needed a war to destroy the Constitution and to have the United States lose. That's one of their major goals here. So you could see that all of this is being done, but the normies that are out there, what are they seeing? They're seeing both sides, and you're going to see Biden completely and utterly lose control as we move forward. And he'll lose control over the Middle East. He'll lose control over China and Taiwan. He will lose control over Ukraine and Russia. And we will have three different hotspots happening at the same time. That doesn't mean there might not be more hotspots, but people are going to see these very, very clearly. Compared to what Trump did, he had none of this. And Trump, he will continually play all of this up. Because remember, this is an issues campaign. I do believe what we're witnessing is a trial of the deep state players. The American people are now watching the trial of the deep state and the criminal syndicate. Evidence is being brought out. People are seeing it. And people are going to make their decision in the end. And I do believe the people are going to make the right decision, because as things really start to fall apart, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, well, people are going to see it all. Because remember, the deep state, they're going to use everything that they have to stop Trump. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that there are now states that are now banning sex changes for children. And those health professionals that try to force this, they're going to receive up to 10 years in prison for mutilating kids. And the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled this in Idaho. So let's go into the future a little bit. Those states that are preventing this, those states that are actually doing the opposite of the deep state players, where they're saying, oh, look, you can get sex change. Oh, look, we're going to the Green New Scam. We're going to, you know, push that agenda in our state. Oh, look, we're going to have mass abortion in the state. Those states that are doing the opposite of that, you're going to see these states have strong children, strong families, strong economy compared to what you're seeing in California. And you'll see the other states, they will start to implode on themselves, and the people will see the difference. It'll become very, very clear. Just like January 6th is becoming very, very clear to the people. And what's very interesting, and EndWokeness put this out on X, is that the Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch, he has nuked Joe Biden's DOJ over the January 6th sentences. Gorsuch lists multiple cases of folks who obstructed a congressional proceeding without receiving a 20-year sentence. He said sit-ins at a trial at Kavanaugh protests, pulling a fire alarm. Representative Bauman. Hecklers in the crowd. Palestine. Mostly peaceful protests. BLM. Are all these people getting 20-year sentences? I don't believe so. And most of these people aren't even brought up on charges. Just like Ray Epps. Remember, they weren't bringing him up on charges. Actually, the D's, they were defending him until so many people were calling him out. Then they brought him up on charges, and then they pretty much didn't really charge him. He didn't serve 20 years in prison. Remember, he was telling people to go in there. He was pushing a fence out of the way. He was doing all this. He was orchestrating it. And remember, Ted Cruz asked the FBI, is he a confidential human source? Is he part of the FBI? Now, if he wasn't, the FBI should say, no, we have no idea who this guy is. He is not. But they said no comment. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And it looks like everyone now is watching the whole entire January 6th fall apart on the deep state players, especially when you have the Unselect Committee completely destroying all the records. And now you see all the videotapes coming out that shows the opposite of what was happening there. And now you could see the people dressed up as Trump supporters. You could see the confidential human sources because they have the earpieces in their ears. You can see them pushing down the fences, driving the people into the Capitol. So they really had the insurrection. The American people didn't. Why would the people have an insurrection without weapons? Why would the people have an insurrection when they're walking between the velvet ropes? It makes no sense. And why didn't they catch the pipe bomber? They know who he is. They know exactly. They know his license plate. They know his phone. They know everything. Why hasn't this person been arrested? Because again, confidential human source, part of their plan. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Marjorie Taylor Greene and now Thomas Massie, they are now pushing to have Speaker Johnson removed. And it looks like they're trying to attempt to remove him and bring in another speaker. Now, I do believe in the end what's going to happen is most likely the GOP, they will probably lose control over the House. And I do believe this is for optic reasons, because now as we approach the presidential election, do you want those in the House to be blamed for a crashing economy, for war, and everything else? Because if you allow the Democrats to take control right now and they push their agenda full force, who are they going to blame? Yes, they'll still try to blame it, but what are the people going to see? I think the people are going to see something very different. Now, this doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I do believe that this could be part of the plan where this is what they're going to do. And you could see that everything that they're trying to do to Trump right now, the people are watching. They're watching the deep state. They're watching how they have these fake show trials, how they're one-sided, how they're corrupt. And remember, when you look at the hush money trial, we have the two letters from Cohen's attorney. We have it from Stormy Daniels. And the DOJ, and Trump put this out, by the way, the DOJ and the FEC both looked at this issue and decided not to proceed. So they already said there is nothing here, nothing at all. Elon Musk put this out and Trump retruthed it and said, this case is obviously a corruption of the law, lawfare. And he's absolutely right. Then Trump put out two truths. He said, who will explain for me to my wonderful son, Barron, who is a great student at a fantastic school, that his dad will likely not be allowed to attend his graduation ceremony, something that we have been talking about for years because a seriously conflicted and corrupt New York State judge wants me in criminal court on a bogus Biden case, which, according to virtually all legal scholars and pundits, has no merit and should never have been brought. This fake case is solely meant to attack crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, me, who is seriously leading him in the polls for purposes of election interference. The judge, Juan Merchant, is preventing me from proudly attending my son's graduation. Seems very unfair, doesn't it? But this whole event is unfair. Every one of the many fake cases that are perpetrated by the White House in order to help the worst president in history. By far, get reelected or unjust scams. We won't let that happen. But we will make America great again. Then he put this out. In addition to being prohibited from attending my son's Barron's high school graduation, I have just learned that the highly biased judge in the Soros-appointed DA Alvin Bragg's witch hunt case will not allow me to attend the historic presidential immunity argument in front of the United States Supreme Court on Thursday, April 25th, next week. This shows so much great disdain and disrespect for our nation's highest court, especially for a topic so important as presidential immunity, without which our country would never be the same. Absolutely. So they're already saying, listen, if he violates his gag orders, if he doesn't show up, he's going to be fined and we're going to throw him in prison. And Judge Merchant warned Trump he could face jail time. Now, once again, we know what this is all about. And if we go back a little bit in time to 1870, we can see just how corrupt the system can get, especially in New York, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But we already know the outcome, most likely, of this trial. We know that they're probably going to find him guilty, and they will try to imprison Trump. Now, I think in the end, this is going to help Trump immensely, because it's going to show that Trump's political opponent just threw him in jail when there is no case whatsoever. And the DOJ and the SEC, they didn't even go after this. They said there is no case. And there's two letters saying that there is no hush money. The only money is from Cohen because he had an affair with Stormy Daniels. So he had to pay her off because, again, he was married. He had children. And he projected all of this onto Trump. You notice how all the criminals always project everything onto Trump? And remember, Cohen lied to Congress and he continually lies. And what did they do? They threw him in prison. I mean, really think about this for a second. But let's go back in time to 1870, where the Democratic Party was led by Boss Tweed. And this is in New York City. All the other established newspapers were on the take, and the New York Times was not. And they exposed Tweed. So let's just go back in time and let's talk about what he did here. In 1870, Tweed forced the passage of a new city charter, creating a board of audit by means of which he and his associates could control the city treasury. The Tweed ring then proceeded to milk the city through such devices as fake leases, padded bills, false vouchers, unnecessary repairs, and overpriced goods and services bought from suppliers controlled by the ring. Vote fraud at elections was rampant. Toppling Tweed became the prime goal of a growing reform movement, exposed at last by the New York Times, the satiric cartoons of Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly, and the efforts of a reform lawyer, Samuel Tilden. Tweed was tried on charges of forgery and larceny. He was convicted and sentenced to prison, but was released in 1875, and he was imprisoned in 1873. Rearrested on civil charge, he was convicted and imprisoned, but he escaped to Cuba and then to Spain. Again arrested and extradited to the United States, he was confined again to jail in New York City, where he died. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. So this individual, he had everyone on the take. He actually fixed the elections. And that was in the city of New York. Do we have the same thing happening in the city of New York? Absolutely. Expand that to this country. They manipulate the elections. Actually, they cheat in the elections. Who's on the take? Is it the fake news? Yes. Is it the judges, the prosecutors? Yes. This is how a criminal syndicate works. And now you see it very, very clearly. And like we said, the trial that you're witnessing right now is not the trial that you think that you're witnessing. I think Stephen Miller explains. Trump, he put this out, and Stephen Miller says, so when you hear them say that democracy is on trial, they're right. Democracy is on trial. Freedom is on trial. The rule of law is on trial. All of these things are on trial. They're on trial with Trump, because if Trump is convicted, then all these principles are convicted and destroyed with him. Absolutely. And you can see this is exactly what they're trying to do. And the people, the court of public opinion, the people that are sitting in the jury box, that's what you're doing right now. You're sitting in the jury box and you're watching the trial. You're watching the evidence and you're going to make your verdict on Election Day. This is how Trump set it all up. Not just him alone, by the way, because he needed the people to see it firsthand. And 64% of the people right now, and by the way, there's a New York Times poll, 64% of the voters say Biden's America is headed in the wrong direction. You think the people are getting it? Absolutely. And remember, the New York Times, they put out the article that the people now, they're actually siding with Trump. They're saying that, yeah, you know something? It was a lot better when Trump was in the White House than when Biden was in the White House. People are getting it. The people are also understanding that when it comes time for the elections, someone has to watch the elections. It can't be the deep state players. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, how important is it for parties to have observers in polling places to make sure election results are fair and accurate? All voters, very important, 55%. Somewhat important, 20%. Not very important, 14. Not at all important, 7. Not sure, 4. So 75% of the people believe it's important for both sides to watch the election. You think people are going to be prepared and ready for what is coming? Do you think they're going to say, okay, we have the National Guard watching the election? We also have others in there watching, because the National Guard is going to guard the elections, and we have both sides watching up close to see exactly what's going on with the paper ballots? I think the people are going to be completely on board with this. And I do believe in the end, Trump, in the end, will win. Now, again, the deep state players, they're going to try to stop Trump at every turn. And what's very interesting, and again, we don't know if this flyer is real or not real, but an NGO in Mexico is putting out a flyer that says, vote for Joe Biden. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. So muckraker.com, an investigative account on X, first brought this issue to light, showcasing images of the flyers that read, reminder to vote for Joe Biden when you're in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. Now, a lot of people are looking at this saying, well, Certain things don't make sense. It seems like, why would they put something out like this? Maybe they would. Maybe they're becoming that desperate. But a lot of people are saying that this might not be real. But again, I wouldn't put it past the Biden administration. And even if it isn't real, when you listen to the people coming over the border, they know who's bringing them over the border. They know who's paying for it. They know that they have to vote for Biden. Now, the problem is that these illegals, they can't vote in a U.S. election. I mean, the deep state wants them to vote. The deep state's going to try to use mail-in ballots, so this way they don't have to show up in person and they can use these people to actually drop them in the boxes. But again, if we have some type of event where we have to go to paper and we have to go back to voter ID and we have counting in one day, this is going to be very, very difficult. Because remember, to become a citizen, it takes time. The average time span is about 9 months. But again, that is if everything goes perfectly. And to become a citizen, step one, you have to submit your application, which is Form N-400. So you have to submit your application and you have to pass a citizenship exam. The second step in all this, you have to make a biometrics appointment. So they're going to take your fingerprint, they're going to take photos, and they're going to run a background check on all these people to see if they're criminals or if they have a record or anything like that. You think most of these people can pass this? Absolutely not. And then you have to go step three, which is a citizenship interview exam. So they have to do all these things. Now, these things, if everything is done absolutely perfectly and there's no problems whatsoever, yes, 9 months to a year, these people can become citizens. But again, step four is receiving a decision on your application. Step five is taking the oath. So they have to go through all these processes. Now, once again, as we know, most of these individuals, they are being brought in from prisons. So they're going to have a record. They're going to have a problem. And again, why do you think they want to put them on a fast path to citizenship? Where probably they want to skip all these steps. But again, are they going to be able to do this? Most likely not. And I do believe this is why Trump had Speaker Johnson at Mar-a-Lago talk about the new bill, because he wanted the people to understand that only Americans can vote in the election and not those illegals that are brought in to this country, even if they make them citizens, because they're really not citizens. And I think the people from all the other polls know that, yes, they're trying to create another party because they're losing Democrats. And actually, you can see it because Trump, he just put out a political poll and it says, if the 2024 presidential election were held today, from who would you vote? 68% say Trump, 25% say Biden. That is very interesting. Now, again, this poll is probably a little bit skewed, but even with the little bit skewing here, Trump still has the lead. And we're not even close to the presidential election, which means you're going to see a lot more things play out, which means a lot more people are going to go to the side of Trump. And I do believe this has been Trump's plan from the very, very beginning to show the deep state players, look, I have the people. I got everyone. And actually, when you look at this poll, it might be true because Biden, he showed up in Pennsylvania and it looks like nobody was really there. And he traveled. This is his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. And the press line is longer than the attendee line. And it's in a very, very small little place. Nobody's there. It's almost like when he was campaigning during COVID and he had the circles and he had six people there compared to Trump, where he had thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. Remember, Trump was just in Pennsylvania. You can really see the difference between the two. Biden has nobody. Trump has the people. And the deep state, I do believe they know this from their internal polls. They know that Biden, he doesn't have it. And I do believe this is why they're waiting for him to become the nominee. And then Obama is going to actually shift things around because there's no way they can drive this forward with Biden right now. And yes, when they realize that they can't cheat, which they already do, but they're hoping that things will change, when they completely find out, you know something? Yeah, this is not going to work. We can't cheat like we did in 2020. We're going to have to do something else. And I do believe they are preparing for chaos. And what we saw just yesterday where we had the Brooklyn Bridge, the entrance to O'Hare Airport, SeaTac Airport, and the Golden Gate Bridge and other places, I do believe they are now testing to see if they can set up and close certain areas. And it looks like they're testing to see if they can trap people in certain locations. And I do believe they do this before they actually move forward with their chaos. So they're testing choke points right now. And remember, this was all done at the same time. So when they tell you that, no, no, these groups, they're just doing it, you know, by themselves, Antifa and all the rest, it's not a coordinated effort. Well, you can see it's a coordinated effort. And I do believe they're setting this up to actually have chaos when the time comes, because they don't do these things by accident. And remember, when you look at the protesters on the bridge, the police, they just stood by. They were told not to interfere. And how many people were there? 5 people, 10 people, 15 people? Not that many people. But they shut down traffic. It's against the law. They should have been arrested immediately. But they weren't. And the question is why? Because they were told to stand down. Remember, there's corruption in all these cities. There's the criminal syndicate in all these different places. And remember what they're trying to do. They're trying to start a civil war. They're trying to start some type of war. And since we're talking about war, I do believe this saying is absolutely spot on. War is when your government tells you who the enemy is. Revolution is when you figure it out by yourself. And that's absolutely true. And you know what people are figuring out right now? They're figuring out who the enemy is. And the revolution is building. And I don't mean a violent revolution. I mean a revolution to take back this country. A revolution that says, you know something? I see the enemy now. It's not out in foreign lands. It's right here in the United States. And it's very, very clear. That's what the counterinsurgency is all about. The counterinsurgency is to have the people know who the true enemy is and have the people go after the true enemy, not each other. And this is when the government doesn't tell you who the enemy is. See, they like to keep you divided so you're confused, so you don't know who the enemy is because you're fighting each other. But I think what's happening right now, more and more people are starting to realize who the true enemy is, and it's the tyrannical government. And it's the corrupt media. It's the corrupt social media platforms. And it's the corrupt prosecutors and judges. That's what everyone is seeing. And I think in the end, the people, they're going to take back this country. I do believe the plan is working. And Trump is waking up the population. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.
Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number?
That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.